Gemara Masechta Vayezor Dav Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us. Tana Rabbanan Hanishal Chacham V'Timei. If somebody asked a shayla to a chacham, and he said it's tamei, Vayishal Chacham V'Yitari, he shouldn't go to another rav that he should tell him that this item is tahor. The tahor of Amaloi Yishal Chacham V'Yatir. If a chacham said it's asur, the chacham v'asar. If the first rav said it's asur, he shouldn't go to another rav who will tell him it's mutter. Actually, this gemara is found in Masech de Chulin daf mem dal rabbe beis, in Masech de Nida daf chof rabbe beis, with a similar language. Says the gemara, chachem shetimei ein chaveri rishoy letahir asur. Ein chaveri rishoy lahater. And there's a big machlokes rishonim as to why the halach is this way. Some rishonim, Rashi, the Meiri, are of the opinion that this has to do with kovet shel chacham. If the first chacham set a psak, we have an obligation to preserve his dignity by not disagreeing. Another pshat that the Ran suggests, which is very similar, is we have to be concerned that it shouldn't look like we have two tyrus. Like we have two tyrus. Some say mutter, some say also, some say kosher, some say treif. But there's a whole different approach, which is the approach of the Ravid, that once a chacham says it's osur, it's shavya nafshe chatiche di isura. By saying it's osur, the piece that whatever we're discussing is osur. And now, no one has the ability to take something which is osur and make it mutter. Tosis here, Divrei HaMaskil HaNishal, asks, why is this the approach and proper approach? Why isn't it better that if the second chacham disagrees with the psak of the first chacham, they should discuss it? And if the first chacham will realize that indeed the second psak is the correct psak, he'll change his mind. So Tosfos indeed answers that indeed the only time you're not allowed to ask a second rav the shayla is if you don't tell the second rav that you asked the first rav a shayla. But if you already notified him, if you notify the second rav that you already got a psak, then you could ask him the shayla, but he now has to make sure not to give a new psak without consulting with the first rav. It's obvious that Tosfos' approach is that the concern of issuing of a second psak is an issue, a rabbinic issue. It's an issue on the second rav. On the other hand, the Rabbanim, the Rishonim, who have the opinion that this is not the issur on the rav, on the second rav, it's an issur on the person asking the shayla. And actually, as we started our shir, we said that the Gemara here and the Gemara in Masechta Nida and Masechta Chulin, although both Gemaras teach us the same halacha, the wording of both Gemaras is not actually the same. Our Gemara says Hanishal Lachachem, so it's clear. It's clear that in our Gemara, the focus is on the person asking the question, whereas the Gemaras in Masechta Chulin and Masechta Nida focus on the Rav. Chachem Shetimei Ein Chaveri Rishoy L'Tahar, which is the focus is on the Rav. And probably the way to understand this question is the issue on the Shoyl, or is it the issue is on the Rav, really goes back to the Machloikas Rishonim that we began
the shear with? Why indeed is the halacha that you can't ask a question once you got a psak? If the reason is kushavya nafshe chatichadi sura, so then it's an issue on the person who asked the question. A person who asked the question and got a psak that something is usur may not now ask again. This item has already been declared as usur. Whereas if the issue is because of kavod haTorah, if the issue is shelo yir kishtei Torah, that isn't an issue specifically on the person posing the question. That is an issue on the kavod haTorah that the first rav has to make sure is maintained. The issue that it shouldn't look like there are two Torahs is an issue that the first rav must maintain. There are Rishayim and Achrayim who say, even if you'll hold, that aren't necessarily going to accept this explanation, and they say even if it's an issue of kavod, the person asking the Shaila has an obligation to maintain the kavod of the Rabbonis. Even if you'll say, Shavya nafshe chaticha di sura, the Chacham, this is not your regular Shavya nafshe chaticha di sura. It is when somebody on his own made something usur, not when it was made usur through a rav. However, as we did clearly in the, so it seems that given the difference of the wording of this halacha in our Gemara versus the difference of the wording versus the wording of the Gemara Masech Techulim Masech Nida, maybe the Pasha Pshat is that all the Pshatim the Rishonim have suggested in understanding this halacha are correct. However, it does seem as you look into the Rishonim and the Achronim, they certainly learn that these two different Pshatim and the Rishonim represent a machloikis. And not just do they represent a machloikis, but there are nafkaminis la'alocha between the two approaches. The Ravid says that if we say that the reason the second Rav should not say a different psak is because of kavod haChacham, if the second Rav did give a different psak, then it would be permitted to follow that second psak. Because since the entire issue is only to preserve the kavod of the first rav, but if the second rav already issued a psak, then his psak stands. But if we're going to say that the issue is because of shavya nafshe chaticha di sura, so once it's shavya nafshe chaticha di sura, this object on which the question was asked has become treif. And once it becomes treif, nobody can make it kosher. Moreover, what happens if the second rav is of greater stature than the first rav? If we're going to say that the issue is kavod harabonis, so it could be that everybody would understand that if the second rav is of greater stature than the first rav, we could follow the psak of the second rav. But if we're going to say, because the issue here is shavya nafshe chaticha di sura, then it doesn't make a difference what is the stature of the second rav. The Shilti Gebayrim makes another very important nafkamina. Our Gemara speaks, and according to the Ravid, it's very deliberate that the Gemara uses this wording. The Gemara speaks about the first Rav saying it's Asur. The first Rav is saying it's Tameh. And then the second Rav wanting to say it's Tahar. The second Rav wanting to say it's Kosher. So why? So according to the Ravid, that the explanation is because Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Yisura, it's very understandable. You only could say Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Yisura on something
that's awesome. And something that's kosher, you don't have a concept of shavya nafshei chaticha diyisura. But if we say that the vart is out covered, so then it doesn't make a difference if the first row was the machmer and the second row was the mekel, or if the first row was the mekel and the second row was the machmer. If it's a question of covered, that we have to preserve the psak of the first chachem, it makes no difference if the first psak was lekula or the chumra. Another nafgamina, the Meiri suggests, if we're going to say that the vart is because of kavod hachacham, says the Meiri, if the first rav will be the one who will change his mind and said, I said it's not kosher, but I realized that it's really kosher, so that is no concern of kavod harabonis. It's me, myself, who are changing the psak. There's no concern of shtei tyrus. It's only one rav involved. But if we're going to say that it's shavya nafshe chaticha di isura, so shavya nafshe chaticha di isura, it became usur. And once it became usur, then it can't become mutter anymore, which really touches a much more fundamental question. What is the reason for shavya nafshe chaticha di isura? Is shavya nafshe chaticha di isura a nemonis? If, like we have a rule throughout Shas, Hadas Baldin Kamei Edim, or Shavi Nafshe Chatich De Sura, a neder. So if we say it's a nemonis, so it could be that here it's obviously the nemonis is being overturned. But if it's a vart of a neder, once I said and I accepted it's usur, it's as if I'm making a neder that I'm not allowed to eat this item. And once I made a neder that I'm not allowed to eat this item, I can't change it. Another nafkamina, the Meiri suggests, if we're going to learn that this is a rule in shavya nafshe chaticha di isura, so what's going to be if you'll have the same shaila on two different pieces of meat? And the rav paskin on one piece of meat, but he never paskin on the second piece of meat, even though the shaila is an identical shaila. So if we learn that's a lumbus of shavya nafshe chaticha di isura, so only this particular piece of meat has been rendered usur. And since only this specific piece of meat has been rendered usur, it has nothing to do with another piece of meat, even though that other piece of meat looks and has the exact same question as the first piece of meat. Shavya nafshe chaticha di isura is only on the chaticha di isura that's in question. But if the vart is because of kavod harabonis or shtei tyrus, so then it's not, the issue is not limited only to a specific piece of meat that's in question. The issue is much broader. The issue will affect everything that, every piece of meat that has this question on it.